I'm Jono Bacon, and I do not look like Tony Hart.
I'm Stuart Langridge, and I prefer CouchDB anyway.
And this is
Shot of Jack.
MySQL, founded by Tony Hart lookalike, Michael Monty Wiedenhaus and David Axmark in 1994, was eventually sold to Sun Microsystems. After the champagne corks popped and work began, Monty then left Sun about a year later, claiming that Sun was, quote, lacking vision, strategy and engineering excellence, and it did not engage with the community. He left to form Monty Program, a company that forked the MySQL GPL edition, creating MariaDB, building features in and services around it. Monty plodded on with his company developing something of a reputation as a free at MySQL, with better community focus arguably riding on the perennial shitstorm that seemed to surround Sun's reputation. Said reputation then got considerably murkier when it was announced Oracle was acquiring them, complete with our darling MySQL. Monty was narked to say the least, saying, quote, if Oracle, the market leader in closed source databases, acquires MySQL, it would have as much control over MySQL as money could possibly buy over an open source project. The game changed on December 28, 2009, when Monty formed HelpMySQL.org to gather a petition for the EU opposing the acquisition. 14,000 signatures were cobbled together, with more than 5,000 signatures from self-employed developers and more than 3,000 from employees of companies and organizations of all sizes that were using MySQL. Despite the call to arms, it was subsequently overturned when the EU approved the acquisition. Now, there's two broad camps of opinion on this story. One is that Monty wants the moon on a stick, selling MySQL and making a bucket of money, and getting into a bit of a hissy fit when the new owner of MySQL sells it to a company he doesn't actually like. And then the other perspective is that Monty has stood on a hilltop, protecting MySQL from the slick-haired Oracle freedom haters. The question is, which side do you stand on?
The obvious way of deciding which side you stand on in the debate is to actually look at the two sides. Now, we spoke to Kurt von Fink, who is the MariaDB community manager, works for Monty Program AB, and he said, we'll continue to look for means of ensuring that Oracle does not harm the product or the community around it, but for now we'll do that by concentrating on MariaDB development, MariaDB being their open source fork of MySQL. I think the counter to that, I think what got everyone's back up about Monty's approach is that it seems so flagrantly hypocritical that his argument seemed to boil down essentially to, I don't like the fact that a company gets the right to sell commercial licenses and only they get the right to sell those commercial licenses, but he seemed perfectly okay with it when it was his company who had the right to do it.
Yeah, and so I was talking to Von Fink about this, and he said that anyone who makes basically the claim around hypocrisy is not really doing their basic research. So we did a little bit of basic research, and something that Monty said was, this is quite a long quote, so bear with me. He said, quote, I lost the rights to the MySQL copyright in 2001 when MySQL AB was created and we allowed investors to come in. We needed to bring in investors and be able to create a full-scale working company to satisfy big customers and to be able to hire more developers to take MySQL to the next stage. To ensure that MySQL would continue to be free, David, that's David Axmark and I, stated in the shareholder agreement that MySQL AB would have to keep MySQL under an open source license. The problem with the shareholder agreement is that it's terminated when the company is sold, and this is just how things basically work. So it sounds like his argument against the hypocrisy is, well, I did actually set out to want this to be an open source, a proper open source licensed product and all the rest of it, but that kind of went up in flames when it was sold to another company.
Yeah, I mean, in Monty's defense, I believe he genuinely did. He didn't just say, you know, when Sun came in and said, we'd like to buy MySQL, he didn't just say, fantastic, write me a check. Here you go, do what you want with it. He really did think quite hard about how to try and maintain.
I don't think anyone can deny Monty's true intentions when it comes to open source. He's got a long history of being a great advocate of open source and the open source model, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what worries me about it is the fact that, for starters, he seems to think that MySQL is the only game in town. The only databases that matter are MySQL and Oracle. And now Oracle own MySQL, and therefore the database world is all going to go to shit and be owned by Oracle. And I think that's unreasonable. I mean, he slates Postgres quite severely. I mean,
I've seen this, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he Monty put together a list of frequently asked questions, I suppose you'd call it, about his viewpoint on the Oracle MySQL deal. And one of the questions was, why can't everyone just switch to Postgres? And two out of his three viewpoints are, one, it doesn't have a single strong company backing that MySQL has to deliver high-class support globally. And two, as far as he can tell, the Postgres market is dominated by one single strong company, EnterpriseDB, that provides a closed-source software, a closed-source version of Postgres. Not good enough for companies standardizing on open source. But the idea here is the companies want to standardize on open source, use the free licensed version, and companies who want to take the closed source version in order that they can use it in a proprietary product, buy a commercial license. That seems MySQLAB's model, right?
Seems eerily familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, exactly. And this is the point. You do kind of get the impression that, much as he says Postgres is a great database and he's friends with many of the Postgres core developers, that he doesn't really think that it's a proper competitor. Now, I'm not enough of a DBA to definitively answer that question, but obviously the Postgres people disagree quite severely about that.
Yeah, understandably so. I think the thing is that, you know, a lot of this boils down to who can obviously sell commercial licenses. Like, you know, with this deal, basically Oracle, I mean, Von Fink gave us the example of, if Sony wanted to have MySQL running in one of their set-top boxes, they'd need a GPL exception, and Oracle will become the only company that can offer GPL exceptions. But that, to me, that's just pretty much the nature of how business works in this world. I mean, it seems like his issue is not so much with... At first, when I first heard about this, I thought he was just painting the picture that Oracle would be a bad steward in terms of looking after the MySQL kind of culture and community and all the rest of it. But it strikes me that the underlying element of this is that he just doesn't seem to like the way in which businesses make money around this, which I was always under the impression that MySQL AB did. You know?
Well, this is exactly the point. There was a statistic came out a few days ago which said that 75% of work on open source software is actually done by paid companies. It's done by developers being paid by companies to do it. And whether you credit that actual statistic or not, it's certainly a truism that a great deal of work around open source projects is actually done by companies. And at least one way those companies make the money to pay those developers is by keeping some stuff proprietary. Now, and pretty much everyone who's working on open source projects tends to take this partially open source, partially proprietary, partially selling a proprietary stuff for commercial gain kind of approach. I mean, Red Hat sell Red Hat Enterprise Server. Ubuntu have Landscape and Ubuntu One. You know, it's a fairly standard way of doing business. The MySQL AB model for business.
Yeah.
You can sell commercial licenses to some of your software, and then that gives you competitive differentiation that other people don't have. But Monty now doesn't seem to like that model anymore. If you look at the Monty Program AB business model, he set up the company, how does he describe it? The hacking business model.
The hacking business model, yeah. I mean, when you look at the hacking business model that he's got going with Monty Program, it kind of it's got very kind of hippie-ish commune kind of vibe to it, you know. Like, they talk about consensus-based decision making and corporate transparency. Any informational process can be made open, should be made open. Licensing that benefits the company and the staff, you know, profit sharing with staff. Don't try to change people. Focus on getting the best from everyone's strengths. You know, hug every day. You know, all these very nice things. And I don't think anyone would deny that this is a nice... He's basically talking about the way open source communities work, but applying it to business. I'm increasingly coming around to the viewpoint that this has got less to do with Oracle being this big evil demon that's going to screw MySQL, and more to do with the fact that Monty's attitude towards how a company should work, i.e. Monty Program and how Oracle's company should work, are actually two very different cultures, and that's his primary concern. I get the impression from some of the readings that I've been doing is that he felt like by selling, you know, by MySQL AB looking after MySQL, the ethos was right. And with Sun, the ethos would be right. But with Oracle, the ethos is completely wrong. I mean, one thing that he says, for example, is, quote, some large companies have even migrated from Oracle to MySQL for existing software solutions. And every one of those people could credibly threaten Oracle salespeople with using MySQL unless a major discount was granted. If Oracle owns MySQL, it will only laugh when customers try this. Getting rid of this problem is easily worth $1 billion a year to Oracle, if not more. So it sounds like what he's basically saying there is it's wrong for Oracle to try and snuff out competition. It's wrong for Oracle to try and be strategic in how it positions itself. And from what I'm aware of, that's just basically the way fucking business works, right?
Well, exactly. And that's the point. I mean, I do understand Monty's point of view. I think that if businesses work the way he's describing, the way he's tried to set up Monty Program, then I believe it'd be a better world for everybody. In exactly the same way that I believe that if all software was open source, it'd be a better world for everybody. And I believe that if everyone picked up litter rather than dropping it on the side of the road, it'd be a better world for everybody. But you can't go both ways on this. You can either say, I want businesses to work like this, and I'm going to make damn sure that my SQL business works like this by me running it, which is what you had the chance to do with MySQL AB. Or you can say, I'm going to sell, and then someone else gets to take it over and they can do what they want. One of the things I genuinely don't understand is that Sun could have done exactly what they're worried about Oracle doing now. I don't think anyone seems to be particularly worried that Oracle are going to make loads and loads and loads of proprietary-only extensions to MySQL. They seem to be worried that Oracle will basically shut down development on MySQL. But if companies want commercial licenses and they go to Oracle and say, we'd like a commercial license, we'd like to pay you money for this thing that you've got already, does anyone realistically think that Oracle are going to say, no, we'd rather not have any money for that?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what?
Oracle are going to say, fine, okay, that's fine with us.
But of course, we are the very beginning of the conversation, and we are keen to pass this now onto the Shop Jack community to leap in and get involved in the discussion. So what do you think? Do you think Monty's been hypocritical? Do you think he is defending MySQL from the evil Oracle overlords? There is so much opportunity for discussion here in business culture and how MySQL has been run, attitudes towards Postgres and all the rest of it. So the place in which you can get involved in this fantastic discussion is to go to shopjack.org, where you heard this shot, and share your comments there.
You can also go to shopjack.org/discuss, and that'll tell you all the different ways you can get in touch with the show on Twitter by sending us email or whatever.
And we'll see you on the next Shop Jack.